Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. And your threshing shall overtake the vintage, and the vintage shall overtake the seed time. And you shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land securely. And I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. In these words, the Lord promises the children of Israel economic and physical security, if only they will keep his commandments. In those days, the Lord made a material covenant with the Israelites because that's all they wanted. He did not speak to them of eternal life and happiness in heaven, but only of success in this world. Sometimes we wish the Lord would guarantee our earthly security too, but now that the human race is a bit more mature spiritually, the Lord instead makes a covenant with us on a higher level. He offers us much more than the temporary, shallow happiness of prosperity in this world. He leads us, if we're willing, to receive the inward peace of a useful life. This is a kind of happiness that the Lord can increase and deepen forever. Our recitation from Leviticus uses the imagery of a bountiful harvest to describe stages by which the Lord leads us to internal peace and lasting happiness. In the land of Canaan, there were mainly two seasons, winter and summer. Typically, there would be no rain through all the hot, bright days of summer. In the autumn, though, they could receive the gentle early rains, which softened the soil and allowed them to plant wheat and barley. Then when heavier rains came later, the soil would be ready to soak them up, and the crop would have taken root. In such a dry climate, it was important for them to have rain in due season so their crops could grow. Most of their rainfall came during the cooler months of winter, but for proper ripening, they also needed what they called the later rains, as summer was approaching. Spring was the time for harvesting and threshing the wheat. The hot, dry summer was the season for gathering in the vintage. And then it would be time again, when the early rains returned in the fall, to plant the new crop. The heavenly doctrine gives us clues as to the spiritual correspondences of these seasons with the development of our spiritual lives. The early rains are like the Lord's gentle influence on our lives as we are growing up. He gives us states of peace and innocence from the time we are newborn. Spontaneously, we love and trust our parents, and we feel sweet, gentle affection for our playmates as we grow a little older. These states create soft, fertile ground, receptive to the universal truths of life. They give us the basis for picturing heavenly peace and security and love to the Lord. We learn our basic values in our homes from our parents. These values develop at church and school and in our experiences growing up. Basic truths are like the seeds of wheat and barley being sown in the fields. For example, we hope that children learn to love the Lord above all things and their neighbors as themselves. The Lord wants all of us to learn the Ten Commandments from the time we're small, both by teaching and by example. Under his influence, children learn eagerly about heaven and hell. They believe in simplicity that good people go to heaven and bad people go to hell. In heaven, they learn, angels enjoy peace and safety forever. These are great universal truths that children receive readily. As adults, we make decisions about which of the ideas we learned in childhood will make a part of our lives. It is as though the crop from childhood has been harvested, and now it's sowing time again. The Lord seeks to plant these truths deeply in our lives, but it's up to us to receive them in freedom according to what makes sense to us. Some seeds fall by the wayside, some in rocky places, and some among thorns, but others fall in good ground. The Lord says, "And the ones who fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience." These words describe a state when we have found some truths that we really love because we see they are true, and so we want to live by them. They are no longer just interesting facts in our memory. They are planted in our minds and lives. These are the truths that grow up in us and lead us to a good life, like grain ripening for harvest, out of which good bread can be made. The later rains were good soaking rains that really helped the crops grow. They correspond to the way we receive the truth flowing in from the Lord more strongly as adults, when we are able to think rationally. We can picture the latter rains associated with storms, thunder, and lightning, like the trials of adult life, when we learn our lessons most powerfully. Then at harvest, it's time for threshing. Threshing sorts out the good grain from the chaff. We might think of the first psalm, where it speaks of a good man being like a tree planted by rivers of water. And then it says, "Not so the wicked, for they are like the chaff which the wind drives away." We pick up relatively worthless or even false ideas in our lives. Some ideas help us for a while, but then we outgrow them. These are like the husks of the wheat that protect it while the kernels grow, but are discarded at threshing time. It can be difficult to let go of familiar attitudes and ways of thinking. It's even harder to give up bad habits. So perhaps we can relate to the wheat being beaten, flailed, and tossed up and down over and over in the threshing process. We too have to go through ups and downs to sort out what is really valuable in our lives from habits and attitudes that are holding us back. And out of the threshing comes the crop, ready to be made into nourishing, tasty bread. With the Lord's blessing, threshing reaches to the vintage. The vineyard is a symbol in the word for the Lord's church. The wine corresponds to charity or spiritual good. Spiritual good, we read, is to do truth. That is, to do what is good because the Lord commands it in His Word. It is done on principle, not just out of sentimental feelings, much less out of self-interest. Making wine, like threshing, involves a process of separating and sorting. First, the grapes are crushed and the juice squeezed out. Then there is the process of fermentation, through which the dregs sink down, and the wine becomes clarified. In a similar way, the more we practice applying truths to life, the more we learn, and the clearer we become as to what is really helpful or hurtful to others. For example, an issue for parents is the manner in which they discipline their children. Some parents try to maintain peace by rigid control. Others feel it's best to let the children do what they wish, to avoid power struggles. But the Lord's word points a different way, with teachings such as that children too are neighbors, whom the parents are to love as themselves, that the Lord bends rather than breaks in leading us, His children, that as many as He loves, the Lord rebukes and chastens when necessary, and many other teachings. So parents face changes in their attitudes and approaches to discipline. As they proceed, the Lord leads them to new states of peace, both within themselves as they act according to conscience and with their loved ones, as they learn to avoid a lot of the grief the evil spirits stir up. By the effort to live according to the Lord's word, a person is changed. As our love for the neighbor is purified and strengthened, we perceive new things. We see old familiar truths in a new way, in a new light. And the Lord leads us to see higher standards to reach for, so that our love may grow and be strengthened further. This sight of new truths is the new seed time, when the cycle begins again. Through the spiritual seasons, as we work with the Lord, He leads us toward a bountiful harvest of states of peace. If we walk in His statutes and keep His commandments and do them, He gives us rain in due season, and the land yields its produce, and the trees of the field yield their fruit. The work of threshing out the habits of our lives leads to good bread, a full measure of love for our fellow human beings, so we are at peace with them. The threshing overtakes the vintage. The more we act from the word, the clearer our sight of truth becomes, so that evil spirits cannot create confusion and chaos in our lives. The Lord gives us increasing security against the hells. And the vintage overtakes the seed time, as the Lord sows in us new insights into the truth and internal rest from evils and falsities, peace and quiet in our hearts. This is the kind of covenant the Lord wants to make with each of us. And your threshing shall overtake the vintage, and the vintage shall overtake the seed time, and you shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land securely. And I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. Amen. Now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.